with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
It's Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una.
Hey, howdy doody.
Howdy doody to you too. Howdy doody to you too, lady. Have a nice week so far.
I had a brilliant week, yeah. We had good crack. We had good crack. Interesting findings.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, the bras. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show when we're at McDonald's as well. It's going to be the actual...
Going to be epic.
And it's just like, give me some hash browns
and a McMuffin. Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that. Sausage and egg McMuffin, man. Nice. Get in my belly.
Calm down now.
What? It's a treat. It's a real treat.
This is very true.
And lovely coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We kind of kicked off the show this morning with I had a bit of a rant about not being able to find a car wash.
Oh my God, yeah, that was really moany.
It wasn't moany.
It was so moany. That poor man that worked inside the shop. You're a Karen. You're a Susan multiplied by a Karen.
I can't believe you're still calling them Karens.
I'm not an uncle. No, I'm sorry. Let's make it into it. What is the man's name? It's a Dave. Isn't it a Dave? It's a Steve. You are such a Steve.
I'm right. You're wrong.
Luna, do you know what I found yesterday? I was picking Elizabeth up from Alex Warren. She was at the gig last night.
Yeah.
It was very funny watching all the dads come out after because they were being there with the smaller kids. They look traumatised, but they have a glittery cowboy hat on them and some sort of sparkies or anything. Some of them looked broke. They say the holy water's watered down. It was great, but while I was kind of like loitering around Dublin City, do you know what's not in Dublin City where they go on about having everything in the world as the best place to be? Hey, look at us with our mad property prices. Not a single bloody car wash in the city that works.
Car wash?
You know, a thing that washes your car.
Why are you going around looking for a car wash at night? That's weird.
I was gigging. I had finished. I had 2.5 hours to kill. So one of that was filling the car with you know, 750 euros worth of fuel.
Yeah.
And I was like, while I'm here, I'll get a car wash. I happen to be in Ranelagh. You know, D6, hon. Do you know what I mean?
I do, hon.
You know, I couldn't have picked a better place to actually fill up my car. So I went in and said, there you go, pump 6. And he goes, 780 euro, thanks very much. I said, actually, can I get a car wash? Just give me the basic one. You know, 5 euro there. And he goes, sorry, the car wash is finished now at 9 o'clock. It's got to bed. I was just like, what do you mean? It's only 9:15. Yeah, no, it finishes at 9 o'clock. But what you can get yourself a car wash here for 18 euro 50, and you can redeem that. You have 3 days to redeem that if you want. And I'm like, why would I pay 18.50 for a van? I'm never going to be here ever again in my life.
The man was only doing his job, trying to help you. And yeah. Here you are in the radio giving out about the poor man doing his job, trying to make a sale.
He was trying to scam me, 18.50.
He was trying to scam you. You were looking for a car wash. He was like, dude, we don't have it at the moment, but I'll tell you what.
The car wash is there, Una, and he wouldn't let me use
it. Yeah, because it wasn't. It probably had the machine turned off.
Why though?
Yeah, your car is filthy. It really could do. With a could do with a wash.
It's only the outside. At least it's not as dirty as the inside of your car.
Wow. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
And I still haven't found a car wash.
Oh my God. Just, you have children. Make them wash the car. That's what they're there for.
Right, I'd like to see your kids wash your car. Have you ever seen a car after a child? I'm going to tell you a story about a time that I used to go around washing cars and mowing lawns when I was a kid.
Yeah.
To make money during the summertime.
Yeah.
Go on out there and make a couple of quid. So we used to clear gardens out. We'd, you know, tidy up gardens, mow lawns, you know, cut hedges, and then we'd wash cars. And there was this guy who had a brand new car up the road from us. And it was a hot summer's day. Do you remember the hot summers? And we decided we'd wax the car. So, you know, wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
We didn't wax off quick enough. So the wax hardened on the car.
Oh, my days.
So this beautiful brand new car with this wax, it was like grit on the car.
How do you get it off?
My parents, Malcolm and Neil's parents, and everybody who we could get, we were literally like, we soaked it down and then we eventually got it off. Oh, my God. My parents were just like, you're never washing a car again. So I'm traumatized from it.
Didn't you do some work in a sanitary towel factory? Was that you?
No.
Are you delivering sanitary? No.
No.
Oh, that must have been my ex-co-host, my former.
Which one? You seem to chew them up and spit them out,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, the Black Widow of radio.
No, I worked in a stationery outlet. Well, it wasn't even. It was like the wholesale for stationery for offices and stuff.
So boring.
It was. So yeah. I left. I was so behind. I was looking after all the files. So files for the office, files for the sales to go back to the clients, and then the sheets to go out to the order forms for the warehouse. I was 3 months behind. People weren't getting their staplers doing it.
Oh my God.
It was all my fault.
You were the staple pilferer.
Sure, if you want to.
I worked in a vet's.
Me too.
Yeah, but were you doing the tuberculosis test for the cows?
I wasn't in an agricultural vet. I was in a dog and cat vet.
Oh no, there was dogs and cats in this vet as well. There? But it was, no, I was doing the cards for the TB. I can't remember. But they were very difficult anyway. And I made a couple of mistakes. So yeah, I got the bullet.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you responsible for the TB crisis that we had?
No, it was, I don't know what happened. It was something to do with the cards. The vet used to give me cards and I don't know, was there some maths involved in it or something? But I wasn't, I wasn't very good anyway. And the vet was actually my friend's brother and he was like, listen, Una, I hate to do this, but I don't think you have the temperament for this gig. And you're right. I thought I'd be dealing with fluffy rabbits and little doggies and feeding them and washing them and giving them treats. That wasn't what job.
That's not a vet.
No, what is that?
That's a grooming.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Listen, let's get into our services. I enjoyed that bit, though. That was a nice segment. We should do this regularly. Jobs that we used to have that we were shit at.
And you're fired from.
Yeah. Here's our survey says.
Hidden amongst the hit music here on iRadio. Hidden amongst the music on iRadio is a young producer called Dono. So I'm just doing my homage to David Attenborough. It's his 100th birthday tomorrow.
Amazing. Yeah. What an absolute gent legend.
Incredible. Right, Donal, go for it. What have we got in our survey says?
My question today, 18% of people admit they've done this in a big boss works meeting. What is it? You know, with a big boss, when you're kind of like a bit worried and stuff.
Yeah.
Got to do things right.
Laughed for the wrong reason, for no, like, you know, at inappropriate times, thinking something was funny and trying to make light.
Awkward.
Yeah. Well, I am Captain Awkward.
You are Captain Awkward Pants. Yeah, 100%.
Well, you'd do that in normal conversation, wouldn't you? Then it's just with the boss as well. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I usually make it awkward just to cover for other awkward situations, though. Do you know what I mean, Luna?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Awkward.
Is it fall off the chair?
That would be very. Have you done that?
You know I've done that. Do you remember?
I'm annoyed that I can't remember because
that's
you
don't
great.
Remember.
No,
when one of the big bosses first came down and we had, you know, our one-on-ones.
Getting to know you. Okay, let's refresh Donald's memories.
Please, because I'm sad that I don't remember.
I don't know if Donald was actually working here at the time.
Was it more
I've
than
told
two
this story
ago?
A million times.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a tall man from the United Kingdom called James who used to work for us. And Una was having a one-on-one with him for the first time to meet with him.
Yeah.
And Una, at the best of times, doesn't like people in authoritative figures when it comes to management.
I have to hide.
So Una went in.
Don't look at me.
To the office. And was like, okay. So she's all flustered.
Yeah.
And then sat down. The chair leaned back. At the back of the chair fell off, and Una fell off, and her legs went flying up in the air.
Legs akimbo.
He's the best person.
That looks like great down there. Oh. That's what he said, doesn't it?
Oh, the worst Bridget Jones moment of my life. I was red faced, and then of course the whole meeting. I was trying to play it cool and be like, you know, oh, I am really cool. And then I was just like, oh my god,
so
you
rough.
Fell
where
off
you see
the chair.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Stuntable.
No, so is it fall off the chair?
It's a very good guess. It's not the answer.
Okay. Is it really a good guess though?
Well,
no.
When you, just because you've said it and it's made me laugh again, because I do remember now you said it.
Mortifying.
Delighted that we got to tell the story again. Yeah. All right, we need some guesses on 087-110-207. It's not having an awkward laugh during a serious meeting. It's not falling off a chair, legs going up in the air like you just don't care. What is the question again, Donald?
18% of people admit they've done this in a big boss works meeting. What is it?
Get your WhatsApps in. Love to hear your voices on it. Producer Donald, what does our survey says this morning?
Today, 18% of people admit they've done this in a big boss works meeting. What is it?
We did discuss the time that Una fell off the chair. We went into full details about
that. She's awake at night, you know.
Still?
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
And the person doesn't even work here
anymore.
I know,
right?
It's keeping me smiling now.
Wow.
Not like that, Cooper.
Shut up, Donald.
Donald. God.
It's too late.
Creepy. Wow. Yeah. Stop thinking of me like that now, Donald.
You think you're not saying the
wrong
thing.
That's not appropriate, Donald.
All right, guys, calm down. No, all right, Donald, calm down. Calm down. Just send a pic. All right. 087-1102-107. 18% of people have admitted doing this at a big boss work meeting. What is it?
Is it fart egg light?
Yeah!
A nervous one.
Oh, no. No, no.
Hello, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Oh. Mortifying.
You do get nervous kind of body movements and stuff.
That was mortifying. Is Una actually having a full-on conversation with the new head of HR about farting?
Oh, yeah.
La, 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 stop it.
That was only a couple of days after you fell off the seat with the other boss.
I know. No, was it a couple? Oh,
that was a mad meeting. Yeah.
Well, that was awful.
You've
that
done
was,
so many things.
But no, it was because I get nervous. And I was, she was like, I was listening to you on the way down. You know, you sounded great. And that day we had been talking about...
on.
Wendy's. Yeah. Something to do with Wendy's. Then I just went on a rant about Wendy's and how it was important that we talk about Wendy's because it's such a taboo subject, and especially for girls. And, you know, girls need to be able to say, listen, I do Wendy's and I'm proud that I do Wendy's because we have the same anatomical functions as men, and we shouldn't be quiet. We should be loud and we should be proud when it comes to Wendy's. This is what I said to the new head of HR. She was just looking at me going,
We pizza in the office that day and I had a glass of Coke and I was looking over going, this is the best thing I've ever watched.
Why did you save me?
No, because this is brilliant.
Oh, no.
This is brilliant.
No,
it's kind of I would pay to watch this. And I don't need to. I get to see it unfold every day. Yeah. It's lovely.
I'm just not good in social situations.
Oh, you are amazing in social situations.
Oh, no, I'm bad.
Absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I don't even... Okay.
It's not winding, no.
Okay.
Winding.
Winding.
Is this called their boss mommy or daddy?
Oh, yes. That happens more times than you think.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, God, loads of friends in the UK have done that. And then they just look mortified. Are you all right? No, I called Sheila, ma'am. All right.
Oh, my God.
My friend did it when she went in looking for a pay rise. She said, please, daddy.
Oh, stop, Una. You have to do that to Ben today.
No way.
Come on. Come on. So we'll have
her film it.
We'll have a post-show meeting and our planning meeting for tomorrow, yeah? Because we're live at McDonald's and Mullingar tomorrow, right? Right. While we're in the meeting, you two, we're going to have to come up with some sort of favour, okay? And you're going to say, hey, daddy. So none of these are the correct answers. The question is...
18% of people admit they've done this in a big boss works meeting. What is it?
087-1102-107. Come on, Daddy, send in your voice notes. Yeah. Our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what is the question you're asking? Because we need to get some answers. We need answers.
We do. 18% of people admit they've done this in a big boss work meeting. The big ones. What is it?
We've just had a load of people give us this exact same guess.
Hi. Is it the answer to the question this morning? Is it fall asleep in a meeting?
Yeah. Especially like a Teams meeting or a Zoom meeting.
And you've got your camera off and stuff. You don't even know.
Is it all right?
Well, if you've your camera off.
And then what would they say? And what do you think of that, Una?
Oh, but you'd wake up, you'd get a bit of a... you would. You wouldn't be in a very deep sleep. Do you know what I mean? You'd just be kind of dozing.
Have you ever fallen asleep during the show?
Maybe.
Okay, is it fall asleep?
It's not fall asleep, no.
Okay, I think we do need to get the answer,
yes.
Donald.
The answer is 80% of people admit they've done, they've pretended to understand something they didn't. They were nodding along with something and then they get asked to explain it back.
Una?
Oh my God, that's like maths class in second year. You didn't understand something. You pretended you did and then you were brought up to the board to do out that how you got that answer.
Yeah.
I copied it off Miriam last night, miss.
Miriam's like, I copied it off Sheila.
Yeah.
She's like, I copied it off Brian. And the teacher's like, there's not even a Brian in the class. It's an all-girls school. That's a great answer. Very good. That was good. I like that. You couldn't be falling asleep in meetings.
No.
No, it's not professional.
No, it's not professional. Let me lift you
with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
All right, the countdown is on to see who's going to win the contents of Una's drawers for Rhyme It this week. Oh my God, Joe. What an absolute legend.
Joe, oh my days.
He really gave it to you.
Come on the radio and slag the arse off me, and he was taking no prisoners. People just think, because you have spread this vicious rumour about me and my ability to drive and my ability to park, you're spreading lies, man. I could actually get you done for defamation on the radio. I could sue your ass. I could get compensation. Because now all these people are coming up and thinking it's okay, and they've got carte blanche to come along and say to me, you can't drive, you can't park a car.
Do you remember we did a driving test with you? It's all filmed and up on our Instagram at This Is iRadio, and people can actually see how bad you are. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? The evidence is there. So what I'm saying is not defamation.
Well, I suppose there's that.
Anyway, here's Joe playing rhyme with this morning.
Think on the spot.
Sing it.
You're up against the clock.
Come on.
Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Come on, Joe, singing along to our song there. How are you, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Not too bad. Getting ready for a hard day at work.
Would you stop it? What do you do for a living now, Joe, that it's a hard day at work? Something that myself and Una could do with our eyes closed, is it?
I am a telecoms and fibre optics splicing technician with Open Air. So, swinging out of telephone poles and hanging cables and stuff like that.
No one likes a boaster in our lives, is it? Yeah. That's a very skilled job. Yeah. Fibre optics, my goodness.
Very serious.
Yeah, yeah. You got one of those special fibre optic brushes, have you? Oh, yeah.
I have a fair amount of fibre optic equipment in the back of the van.
Nice. Now, Una wants to delve deep into the name of your children.
Yeah, your children's fantastic. Names are amazing. They're majestic, Joe. So, Lyric, Xander.
Yeah, he's the baby.
Lyric is the baby. Xander.
He's the middle child.
And Neve.
Nevea.
Nevea. Nevea.
Yeah. Nevea. Cool.
These are stunning. It's like they're, you know, Game of Thrones characters, Nevea. Where did you find these names?
Well, Nevea is the eldest and...
Say that
again. Nevea is the eldest and it's heaven spelled backwards.
Oh, my wow. God! Yeah!
Then you
that.
Have... Xander, we wanted something that was
rhymed with Zoolander. Is that what I want? You wanted that?
Well, I suppose yeah. We loved that film as well. But no, we didn't want a name, you know, that everyone had, or you know, at the time it's the trending names or whatever.
Yeah.
So like we picked Xander, and then Lyric. We were just sitting around and we were struggling to come up with a name, and we were listening to some music one night because we both love listening to music, and we were talking about the lyrics in a song. And the conversation kept coming back to talking about the lyrics, and it just stuck.
That is amazing.
That's unbelievable. Class. I love that.
Yeah.
So unique and different, and especially I'm loving Nevea, heaven backwards.
Nevea, your favourite child as well there, Neo and Joe.
I don't have a favourite. They're all the same. We can't be playing them games now.
Yeah, right, Joe. Yeah, right.
Right, okay. We're going to play a game of rhyme at the top score to beat 7. And you got Lynn and Lolly are tied at 7. And all you got to do is rhyme every answer with a word that we give you. You have 30 seconds to answer every question you possibly can. Get the highest score at the end of the week. You win the entire contents of Una's drawers if we can find them, because I did see a lot of them in the skip the other day. So, Una, what is the word that Joe's got to rhyme with?
Yell. Y-E-L-L. Yell.
All right. Yell is the word. Your 30 seconds start now.
If you don't shower regularly, you may have a bad what?
Smell.
I don't kiss and what?
Tell.
I use the wrong letters in a word, so I can't what?
Spell.
Americans call their mobile phone this.
Sell.
When the bar is close to closing, they ring the what?
Bell.
My bruised knee is already starting to what?
Swell.
A snail lives in one of these.
Shell.
When I'm washing, I use shampoo and shower what?
Gel.
If you're not sick, you're not feeling
well. Time is up. Oh,
well.
My God. The klaxon went off, I'm afraid, God. Joe.
I didn't hear it now. I think well should be counted there. Una was reading too slow.
All right.
Hey,
Joe.
I'm reading for the audience. For you. Just to make sure you understand what I'm saying.
No. That's an excuse.
So let me. Joe, let me explain something now. Okay. You understand technology. You know, you do optic fiber and all like that. I actually don't send the music from the klaxon to you so you can hear the questions clearly. So everyone else on the radio heard the klaxon and go off and you got cut off. But the good news is that you actually got a score of
8.
8. Yay!
Oh, happy days.
That's pretty
nearly
good.
9 only for Una's slow reading.
Joe, you're some chancer. Listen, I've got the power. I could dock you a point.
She does
not. I could cut off your internet.
You win, Joe, my man.
Joe, you're having a hope in cutting off Una's internet. She uses dial-up still, God love her.
Oh, God. I'm her internet connection's as bad as our parking, obviously.
For the not. No, yes. No, no. I am done.
Hey, Joe.
Every day.
Joe, how does it now feel that you're now the promo that's going to go out throughout the entire day on iRadio that you've said that? And this is for Joe. You're absolutely legend. Oh, my God.
Joe, you've never even seen me park.
Una, he has eyes. All right, Joe, you're absolutely legend. I'm, my mustache has fallen off. My glasses are all fogged up and you've made my day. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Love to the family as well. You're absolute legend. Are you
on my is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Get it off your chest this morning. Someone's moaning about their boyfriend. Leave him alone.
No, come on. This boyfriend was a man, baby. Return to sender is what I said.
There was a lot of return to sender. Yeah, it was an interesting kind of like two-sided conversation on this one. Everyone's just like, you know, some people were blaming the parents.
Well, but yeah. Oh. No, I'm not blaming the parents. I'm not blaming the parents. No, mm-hmm. No.
Okay, have a listen.
It's time for Get It Off Your Chest. If you're looking to get something off your chest, if something's bothering you, we had good fun actually yesterday, everybody getting it off their chest about other people who are on the roads. And
it's very therapeutic.
It is.
Things that bother you or just, you know, your opinion out there.
And it could be something fun. We like a bit of fun in our lives, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So, 087-110-2107, you want to get something off your chest.
Hey guys, I want to get this off my chest because it's making me rage internally. I've just moved in with my boyfriend and... Jesus, have I had an awakening?
Sorry, was that Jesus?
Had an awakening. He will literally do anything, not to do anything, and that's all in caps.
Preach.
Yeah. So he will literally do anything, not to do anything. Yeah. And if by some miracle he actually does do something, he expects praise and a thank you. Oh. He emptied the dishwasher the other night, and when he pointed it out, I was like, oh, cool. And he actually said, well, you could have said thank you. Oh, this is the man I low-key thought I would be walking down the aisle with. Why does he have to be a big man, baby? He leaves every light on and there's a trail of his socks that runs through the house. What am I going to do, Louise? You know, I think you should pick up the phone. You should dial the number of his man.
I was going to say emergency services.
Yeah.
There's a badly beaten lad on the floor. He's not picking up his socks.
Yeah.
He's got a clatter around the head.
And get his mom to come over and say, you can have him back. All yours. He's a man baby, now yours.
So you're blaming the mothers in this situation? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not blaming the mothers. No, I'm not blaming the mothers. But I feel like there's a flag there when he emptied the dishwasher and when he said, well, he could have said thank you. I mean, what does he want you to do? Clap every time he flushes the loo?
Wouldn't hurt.
Here. There's another big man baby over there.
Not at all.
Leaving the lights on. Well, I'm kind of guilty of that as well, I suppose.
Oh, my God.
Huh? And a trail of socks through the house.
Well, okay. Well, here's the thing. Does his girlfriend pick up after him and put them in the laundry? Does she wash them and then leave them back in his drawers?
That's a behavior that they will expect then.
So, but if you've done it, they will like that. They will expect it. So they're just like, oh, deadly.
No, you need to be firm here now, Louise.
But we don't understand that as men. We don't understand that if it's done for us once, why? We don't need to do it again.
You better.
Look, I've never seen your eyes go so wide. All right, has anyone else got a man baby in their life? Or maybe the opposite as well. Maybe they've got a lady in their life and they do absolutely nothing. But when they do something like unloading the dishwasher, because God love that they even loaded it in the first place, because, you know, things live in the sink or by the sink or near the dishwasher door. Do you know what I mean? And they expect a little bit of praise because they might have done something a little bit special.
That's the worrying thing for me, the wanting the praise, the like, oh, you could have said thank you. I'll thank you now out the door.
Okay, love to hear your take on this. And if you have experience in this, what have you done about it? Because obviously she's kind of like at the situation now where she's like, if I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person, this needs to be fixed. Let us know. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. 087-1102-107. What is going on with this man baby unit?
Louise has been in touch. She has moved in with her boyfriend and she has had a baptism of fire because she has discovered that he doesn't do anything around the house. He's very untidy, and if he does do anything, he expects a thank you. When he emptied the dishwasher the other night, he told her firstly that he emptied it and she was like, oh, cool. And then he was like, well, you could have said thank you. Oh. I mean, seriously. So she thought she was going to marry this guy, and now she's like, what am I going to do? Like, he actually wanted a thank you for emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's her, do we have her name now?
Her name. Yeah. It's Louise.
Louise, it's not hard to say the word thank you.
Oh my God, I'm coming for you.
All right, what are you saying? Oh, I'm joking, by the way.
Yeah, right.
It's easy to say it. 087-1102-107.
I believe that he should be doing his fair share.
Yeah.
Like, I get there is certain habits that men have that, like, I'm guilty of the sock thing. I lose socks left, right and centre. You know, but helping out is the least you can do. But the answer for that is only tidy up after yourself. Teach him a lesson. When you're clearing the table after dinner, only clear your stuff. Let him do his. Do your washing. Let him do his. And when he learns that he's had it easy, he might actually start doing a bit more to help you out around the house.
That's fair.
Yeah. And if she does do something, if she picked up a sock, she could be like, oh, I just picked up one of your socks.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, okay, cool. And she'd be like, say thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But okay, so there's the danger too, where if you just leave him to his own devices, and if he doesn't start washing his own socks and stuff like this,
could be smelly pandemonium.
It could be very smelly.
You know?
We could have a pandemic on our hands, you know, with those smelly socks. You know what I mean? All right, keep your suggestions coming in. What should he do? Maybe you've had this happen in your life, and maybe you are somebody who just expects to have your socks washed for you and expects to have an applause after you unload the dishwasher. You might have unloaded it and put everything in the wrong place, but expect you've unloaded it. I don't know where these go. I don't know where the casserole dishes go. I didn't know we had casserole dishes. Do you know what I mean?
I don't have casserole dishes.
Nobody's surprised. Yeah. You probably do, but didn't realise what it was called. Get it off your chest this morning. It's a full one. It's taking loads of different opinions from both fairs.
Mm.
And we're looking for your ideas on this one. 087-1102-107. Maybe you've been in this situation as well before with this relationship.
So Louise moved in with her boyfriend recently. Thought she was going to walk down the aisle with him, mad about him. But she's had a baptism of fire. He does absolutely nothing, nada, niente, nil pois around the house.
All not much of all of that.
Yeah,
and
he expect, if he does do something like empty the dishwasher, he'd be like, well, you could have said thank you. You know.
Why doesn't she just say thanks?
Oh my God. You're triggering me.
I'm joking.
So,
I know not to say that.
She doesn't know what to do. She's like, what is going on here? It's just, I didn't know that I was, you know, in love with the man, baby.
Okay, 087-1102-107.
Well, now, does he thank her every time she does something?
Oh, dear God.
Oh. I would be sending that boy back to his ma.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Return to sender.
Send him so far back that he's actually gone back to his father.
Oh, God.
From somebody who married a man that was the youngest of a family of four that did nothing for himself.
This should be interesting now. What does she do?
He has to teach him. If she loves him, she'll teach him to do stuff.
So she's, so basically she's got to, so your opinion is that she's got to teach him to do stuff. Okay, all right.
My now husband, when he first stayed in my house, had a shower and just dropped the towel at his feet.
That's where you meant to put it.
And I was like, that belongs in there. Because he didn't know. He didn't know he had to open the curtains or make the bed or even put his pots in the dishwasher. He does now. Good luck. If she loves him, she'll train him. If she doesn't, get rid.
Okay.
Yeah, but like the other side of it is, she didn't sign up to be someone's mom. She signed up to be someone's partner.
And also, lover. It's like, love me for who I am and what I is. Do you know what I mean? Don't be getting all up in my business because I don't know what to do with the dishwasher.
Because I'm energetically challenged.
What did you call me?
Energetically challenged.
Una's way of saying she's lazy.
Not me.
I have a low iron count.
I have anemia. My ferritin stores are very low.
I don't know what
so
you
I just move slower
what
than other
people. What you do with your store of ferrets, I don't
ferritin.
Know. Sure.
Yeah, it's low.
Okay.
Good morning.
How are you?
The dishwasher. Is the source of a lot of relationship tension.
So, okay, let's see what Con has to say about this. So, our last WhatsApp was like, you need to train him.
Every time I feel it, no more nor men, I think I'm doing a great job. When she comes along then in the big sigh and the clatter of plates and cutlery when she has to do it, we do it again because I can't do it right.
So that is a sure sign. It's a way of telling somebody that they've not done it right is by emptying it really loudly or filling it really loud. That's the best way to do it.
But like in fairness to him, he's trying his best, but you better know now. All women come in and they think they're going to change a man. He mightn't be too bad. They'll change the man. You'll change him all right. You're making me a bit more miserable with trying to change him entirely. Leave him alone or leave him alone. One or another. Yeah.
Look,
no, Con. You can't just be saying that. Listen, I am what I am. So therefore, I will not do anything around the house. I will leave my socks everywhere. I won't put the toilet seat down. I won't pick up after me. And I won't put my socks and jocks into the
washing machine.
Don't help her.
Into the washing machine.
She doesn't know where they go.
Into the washing machine.
She doesn't know where they go.
They go into a laundry basket. I've got a system. I've got different laundry baskets.
Oh my God, a laundry basket? Oh my God, do you do your laundry before you go on vacation?
What? It is a laundry basket.
Sure. Okay, 087-110-207. It's a washing basket, you lunatic.
It's a laundry.
Get it off your chest. Not looking good for this fella who's not doing not much around the house and his missus, who potentially saw him as a suitor to be married to.
Yeah, she was really. She says she loves him deeply, but she's really stunned to find out what he's like to live with because he does nothing around the house.
He's a non-sock picker-upper. He's a empty the dishwasher, needs a thank you-er.
Needs a thank you for emptying. Like, he could have said thank you when he emptied the dishwasher.
Like the fact that he did, was he just being gassed? I don't know.
No, I don't think he was being gassed. Like, you know, you should have a conversation with him and start it out like this. Why are you such a lump? Do you really think I'm going to be cleaning up after you? Yeah. Well, you can think again, sunshine. This ain't no hotel with room service. Pick your socks off the floor, put them on, and pull them up. Or you can jog on.
Now, do all that because your dinner's on the table.
Oh my God.
All right, what are you saying at 087-102-107? Here we go. I'll put that here. Uno, you come around here and put me a fader up for me.
I'll tell you something else now.
Has she actually said anything to him?
So she said anything to him. Has she actually said it to him or is she just venting on the radio?
She spoke to him about it to say, here, why are you so lazy? Why, you know, why you expect me to do everything for you?
Yeah.
See what he says. You know, maybe he might start helping out. Just a thought.
Just thought, yeah. I'd say maybe she has said it to him, or maybe she's done the passive aggressive way, which we were speaking about earlier on, like do it loudly to make them, you know, it's like, I don't need thanks for this as yet. Do things loudly. Do you know?
Or just she's like only tidied up after herself and cooked for herself.
Yeah, that's a good one where you literally just do it for yourself and let them fend for themselves like some sort of wild animal that they are.
Yeah, but then you see they could be living with the wild animal and it's like living in the wild animal's jungle with everything, you know. Filth and dirt around them. They're not washing, they're not cleaning up. There's pots and pans. It's like living in a student house.
Oh, class.
She can't be dealing with that either.
It's like heaven. What?
What?
Okay, 087-102-107. What are you saying? And tell you what, we've got more reaction coming in on this on WhatsApp. If you've ever even been in this situation yourself, I'd love to hear from you. This is somebody who's in a troublesome relationship due to the laziness and uselessness of their man.
Yeah, poor Louise has just moved in with her boyfriend and she states that she loves him dearly. She low-key thought that she would be walking down the aisle with him and all that has changed because he is a lazy lump that does nothing. And when he does do something like empty the dishwasher, he turned around and said to her, well, you could at least have said thank you. Something needs to change.
Okay, well, it could be a good get out for him, the fact that this person uses the word low key in their life. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean? Everyone uses the word low key. You're high key annoying me. How about that?
It's such an unk.
Louis, pack up his stuff and return him to his mom. I just said this one is not fully trained. I've been threatening to do this probably for the past 2 years. It's probably too late for me to send him back now. But each week we're getting there. He's learning to put the dirty clothes in the basket, not the floor around it. Wiping the toothpaste off the sink and the mirror. I do not understand it, how it goes there, but it does.
Well, when you're having fun and you're singing the happy birthday song twice when you're brushing your teeth, it does happen to splash in the mirror. It's nothing you can do about
just
it.
Just wipe it down.
How? What?
But I know what's one thing. If I win that cash machine, I'll not be building a granny flat. It'll be a partner flat I'll be building. And he'll be in it. And I'll knock the door when he's needed.
I tell you, there's a career in this for people. There could be like training centres for these men to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And get like the proper Irish mammies with the wooden spoons.
Jesus.
Involved. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Telling you.
Whip them into shape.
Sorry, I'm really venting today now because of this. I do love him and thank God he makes me laugh. Because okay. Otherwise he'd be in the backyard somewhere. But the other thing is curtains.
Go on.
It doesn't matter if I am the first to leave the house, I can guarantee you the curtains will not be open. And when I come home, they would simply go, it could be 5 o'clock, It could be 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It could be any time. And I sincerely think it's A.
Go on.
That he just is oblivious to windows. Or it's the fact that he's afraid of me seeing the dirt in the windows and giving him another, can I say it in brackets, job.
All right, okay.
A job.
I really think if he were to build his own house, there would be no windows. And he would not notice.
Now, I'm guilty of the whole curtains thing as well. I don't really notice if they're open or closed. And they'll stay that way. Yeah, no. I know.
It's good. Like, during the day, it doesn't matter what time of the year, it's always good to open the curtains, let some light in, open the windows, let some air in, let it circulate.
But if I'm not in the room and I don't notice it, it's not going to get done, you see.
Yeah, but when you walk into the room, then you've got a stale room.
It's not stale. It's just kind of cosy.
Right, let's write down the words cozy. C-O-Z-Y or C-O-S-Y?
S-Y.
C-O-S-Y, okay. Yeah. So let's play, countdown. It's an anagram. So if you rearrange cozy words and you get, four-letter words, it is lazy. Okay. Get it off your chest. If there's anything that you think that, this sounds like it could be a bit of fun, there's something you want to get off your chest, like somebody's done this morning, on 087-110-207, send us a voice note or send us a message. We'd love to help out and get everybody to chime in on it this morning.
Yeah, poor Louise. She was in love with her boyfriend, still is in love with him. She loves him dearly, she says. But they've moved in together and she has found out that he actually does nothing around the house, doesn't help her. He's really, really lazy. And when he does do something, he expects thanks for it. Ah!
Yeah.
Flag.
It's not hard to say thank you, Louise. I'm glad there's so much metal and wood between us. And that it's screwed down so you can't pick it up and whack me with it.
You're particularly annoying me this morning, you know that?
Just doing it to wind you up.
Yeah, it's working.
Having been in a relationship and had 2 children with the man basically described.
Okay, interesting.
I would recommend to just get out now.
Oh.
They don't change. It doesn't matter how passively aggressively you approach the situation. They will be and always will be absolute mama's boys. And unless you're already and willing to replicate the mother, I honestly feel like it's best to get out now. Look for someone that actually cares about you and cares about your well-being, and you shouldn't have to tell someone how to live in a house. Their mother or their father or whoever should have prepared them for life as an adult. And as an adult, you do housework, you put stuff away, you are responsible for your own house. So if I was her...
There you go. Yeah, it's, I suppose, like, yeah, blame the parents.
No.
You know, but as parents, you do try and bring up your kids to be the best that they can possibly be. But everybody's their own little personality at the end of the day as well.
Yeah, and also, I think I wouldn't mind if it was just the laziness, because you could kind of deal with that and you could get him out of the laziness. But the fact that he wants a...
Can you get them out of laziness?
I can. The fact that he asked for a thank you when he emptied the dishwasher.
Yeah.
That's the flag for
it
me.
It is. And it's gas, and not once has he gotten a thank you. Do you know what I mean? Don't throw that at me.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that is Breakfast Rolled with the new edition of jobs that we used to have that we were shit at,
yeah,
and why we got fired.
Stacking shells. I wasn't fired.
No, don't give it. What? Don't give it away.
Why? I've got loads of them.
Yeah, I know. We'll do a bit every day.
Okay, fine. God, look at you.
Sorry, not pod. I can't believe I said that.
I can't believe you're... What is the word? What is the term? Gatekeeping. You're gatekeeping from people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's something, it's kind of like, hey, guess what's on the next podcast?
Stacking shelves.
And how bad Una was at it and why she was fired.
I wasn't fired from stacking shelves. No, just the vets.
Is there a chance that you still have the job in Stacking Shelves and they're still waiting for you to turn up?
No, I doubt it very much. I doubt it.
Thanks for listening. You can like, share, subscribe and do what you need to do. And we'll see you tomorrow morning on the show. We'll be in McDonald's.
Woo-hoo!
From Mullingar. Looking forward to it. Bye.
Bye.